Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We're starting to record. Don't let your parents hear your sound disturbing the class. Okay.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
Okay. Today we'll talk about the stereotype, which is Muslims are not civilized. Islam is a not civilized religion. Yeah, and Muslims are not civilized people.
Well,
that's
a fact or a theory?
That's a stereotype. It's a stereotype. And we want to learn how to reply to that. Okay? First of all...
Actually, that's not safe.
Your dad was just sitting on it.
So...
No, standing on it.
So now... We want to learn, the first point we need to learn is the difference between civilization and technology. Anybody
know what?
Technology.
Why? Technology.
They say Islam is not a civilized religion. Muslim societies are not civilized societies.
Yeah, I know, but why technology?
Yeah, we're coming here. What is the difference between I want ideas. What is the difference between technology and civilization?
Civilization is like people, like war and those things, and technology is like astronomy.
Yes. It's basically how technology is like refrigerators, cars. You know? Now there are people from the history that were civilized, that were had technology, but they were not civilized. The people of Ad.
Wait, what did...
Mashiach,
what did you say?
Oh, civilization is like how people act with other people.
Manners. Manners, people.
And technology is like people have to react with their brain. Because technology is like all...
Yeah. Like cell phones, satellites... All these examples. Telecommunication, computers.
Facebook.
So, now, the people of Ad, you know the word Udwan in Arabic? Assault is coming from Ad. The word Ad, assaulted. They were mighty superpower. Really. And they were big and tall and humongous. And they used to have houses built of what? Their houses were not built. They're what?
In the mountains.
It's carved in the mountain. So they actually carve the house in the mountain itself.
That's crazy.
That's how strong they were. This is who, and then they used to live on other people's resources. They invade every time they run out of slaves and money. They go invade a country and they kill the most many people and they bring the rest, men, women and remaining men, women, and children, they bring them as slaves to work for them. Okay? So that they can have a good life. A fancy life. Allah said about them in Surah Shara, Allah said, you are building a landmark on every high place to amuse yourself. And then, to show off, and you think that these are going to give you everlasting memories. Mm-hmm. Now, what does this mean? Allah, when I say the pyramids, what comes into your mind?
Egypt.
The Pharaoh, right?
And like dancers.
No. The Pharaoh, right?
A picture. And mummies.
Yeah, pharaohs, right? Now, the pharaoh, this is what the pharaoh intended. The pharaoh intended to have his memories, everlasting memories. So he built the pyramids. This is how they do it.
How does this relate to that?
The people of Ad, they were strong, mighty, have a lot of technology. They were advanced. They had to advance it technologically, mm-hmm. but they were not civilized. So they used the technology to build landmarks so that people, when they see these landmarks, they remember who? The people of Ad. right? Just like you see the pyramid, you remember the Pharaoh. This is how people make their memories everlasting. By building a something impressive, like the pyramids or like the needles, to impress everybody. And then you keep remembering those people every time you visit this landmark. So Allah said, you're doing it to amuse yourselves. You're doing it to show off and to get everlasting memories. No, this is not going to help you. Fear Allah and follow me, which is Prophet Hud. Now, how did Allah end the people of Ad? Did Allah waited? You know when a civilization go corrupt, it falls by itself. It falls apart. If a civilization get corrupt, it falls apart. And with corruption, always comes poverty and comes weakness. Now, why people, atheist people, fight corruption? Or like people who don't believe in God, why do they fight corruption? Because they know corruption will lead to poverty and weakness. And they want to be strong and rich. So that's why they fight corruption. Not to go to Jannah, but to be strong and rich. That's the intention. Okay? And it's a good intention. Nobody said that, but that's the purpose. So corrupted society become weak and they fall apart. For the people of Ad, Allah did not wait on them until they fall apart by themselves. Allah destroyed them with huge sandstorm. You know, they were living in the Arabian Peninsula in an area. This area here was the Arabian Peninsula, right there.
There's no I after the
T. They were here. This area right now called the Empty Desert. Why? Because Allah brought them tons of sand and a sandstorm. And Allah, the sandstorm first took their heads away.
I see Egypt.
Here. Took their heads away. And then they
That's
were...
That's where I'm from, guys.
They were like palm trees. They were like palm trees. You know, their heads stuck on the dirt, and your legs are...
What's the point we get out of this? How can they breathe with their heads in the dirt?
Just because they
What, the people of Ad? Yeah, that Allah destroyed them. When Allah destroys people, it means those people are so awful. So awful.
They're not that awful.
You know? But when Allah let the people fall down by themselves, it means that even though they had technology, even though they have technology, but they were not civilized, so Allah destroyed them.
But they say that we're not civilized.
Yes, I'm talking about the difference now between civilization and technology.
Yeah, that's
not right?
No, because it makes no sense.
Okay, we're talking about the difference between civilization and technology, and we gave an example of the people of Ad. They were not civilized by
so
having
a lot
of
people say that we're not civilized.
Yes.
Meaning, are they immediately associating it that we don't have technology?
No, I'm talking first about the difference between technology and civilization, and then it's going to come. You're running ahead of me. Okay. Now, technology, you know, without civilization, people use technology to kill and becomes like the technology of death. There's a book by Zbigniew Brzezinski, which is called Global Turmoil at the End of the 20th Century. I'm going to put the link for it on the website. What does this book? He speaks about what happens during the past century after machines were invented. At the beginning of the century, people were so happy. Humans were so happy. They were so happy that machines are there. Machines will do 10 times, will work, would reduce the time to 10 times less to farm the land. Farming time would be 10 times less, and the product of the land would be 10 times more. You see it? So people were very happy that they're going to have a good life because of the invention of machines. Guess what happened? They were disappointed quickly because these machines were turned into so-called technology of death. Technology of death. We used to invent airplanes and tanks and all of these things. It became, why is that? Because there was technology, but there was no civilization. You know how many people died in the previous century? In World War I, plus World War II, plus major wars, such like Vietnam War. Go ahead.
What was World War I called before World War II?
Sorry, Cold
World War.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they change like everything?
Yeah,
most likely, but either way, they have to put new additions.
Right. So now, how many people died? Do you know how many people died?
Yes.
175 million people. 175 million people. Why? Why 175 million people were killed? Of course, including the atomic bomb in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, includes communism trying to spread. How many people? 175 million people. You know Stalin and Mao? They each one of them, both of them killed 55 million people. Trying to spread communism in China, tried to spread communism. Communism by itself killed 60 million people.
Who started the world war?
The prince of, what was it?
England.
Wait, was it Holocaust?
No, yeah, the Holocaust was World War II. That was because of Germany, but World War I started because of several different reasons. The prince of, I forgot where, but it began with an A. Armenia?
Estonia?
Then he was killed, and then his European allies, France and England, blamed each other.
I'll make it easier than that. Because the reason they fought, because of political insanity.
Yes.
Political insanity. Like Hitler, for example, he was politically insane. Political insanity. Now, how come these millions of people died in a war, in a century? Because of the technology of death. Now, we have 20,000 pounds bomb. We have, first of all, we have 5,000 pounds bomb. Then 10,000, then 15,000, then 20,000, then 25,000.
We
do carpet, now we do something called carpet bombing. Carpet bombing. You do? Carpet bombing to kill a lot of people. This is called because of the technology of death. Then humans were very disappointed. Humans were very disappointed that this technology, the machines were used into death, technology of death, rather than being used for civilization. Technology was meant to be used for cars, for refrigerators, for stoves, for building, for computers. But Allah made everything have two sides. You can use it this way, the evil side, or use it the good way, which is the good side. You got it? And then, so that is a difference between technology and civilization. Do you know that also the injustice, the global injustice, do you remember the caste system?
In India?
In which place?
Persia?
Oh, I have Persian.
Persia, for example.
Really?
Yeah, and also there in India, right? There was also this caste system in India. Brahmas created from the head of God. So those are the rulers. And then the other one, other than Brahmas, called Shouder.
And then like the end is like the
feet. Exactly. Shouders, the soldiers, were created from the arm of God. And then technicians and workers and engineers were created from the thighs of God.
Wait, where is Persia?
The Laiba.
Iran.
Yeah, Persia is not a country, it's Iran.
Yeah, it's right here. It's right here.
Dark and cold.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the Arabian Peninsula. This is Iran.
Oh, Persia is in here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Actually, the Persian Empire even took all this area,
like
the old one.
So you're saying my ancestor might have been Persian?
Might have been what?
Might have been Persian because I'm from Pakistan.
Yeah, might.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were Indians. No, they were Indians. Indians more. So, now stop talking. So basically the bottom line here is that technology, many societies have technology, but don't have civilization because of the technology of death. Now the caste system that we had before, which is from the foot, from the thighs, from the shoulders, from the head. People could not get out of their caste system. So if you are born in a caste, you can't get out of it. We have a caste system today. Yeah? It's called the first world, the second world, and the third world.
Oh, yeah, we do. Yeah. Immigration, guys. People who live in Mexico, they can't cross over to the U.S. They have to stay in Mexico, where they get 10 U.S. dollars maybe every week. We get it every single hour. So, and then it's the exact same thing. What was it? Cuba to Florida. There is the exact same thing. Where there's that piece of land and it's split directly in half. I don't know what it is.
The bottom line is that this is the first world here in the United States. So in order for me to come, I was born in the third world, which is Egypt. In order for me to come to the first world, I had to get an immigration visa. You got it?
Me too.
So I was able to get out of my caste system, by the way. I was able to get out of my caste system by immigration visa.
Wait, where are you?
Egypt.
Yeah, what place were you in a caste system?
Oh, third world. Third world. By immigration, I adjusted my level, my status. You got it? Do you understand this caste system today? Okay. So there's a lot of injustice. There's a lot of injustice going on in the world today. And there are double standards in the world today. Really, really double standards. To deal with the human rights and the civil rights and the constitutional rights have double standards. So it does not apply to people outside of the first world. It applies to people inside the first world.
Did you? Speaking of the constitution and stuff, do you think Bin Laden should have been given a trial?
I don't think he would. He was.
I think if he would have given a trial.
Yeah, he was asking his. He was asking his soldiers or his guards to shoot him if he's about to be get arrested. So that he asked them to shoot him. He didn't want to do that because it's humiliating and it's also intimidating. Because it's going to bring a lot of rhetoric with him, and it's going to be a problem.
Wait, the Torah?
It's worse for us Muslims and for Americans.
But you said about the Constitution, about how it only applies to the first world, right? But would it have been morally correct to give Bin Laden?
Morally, yes, but I don't think he would have survived it.
It is
he
not
wasn't
a
U.S. person, right?
It is. It's not a good idea. People in Guantanamo Bay are not getting. That's why they make them outside of U.S. soil. They are not getting human rights like the people who live here in American prisons. But point is, the double standards. For example, you can see it. For example, in Haiti and Algeria.
Haiti.
Yeah, what's the difference between Haiti and Algeria? Same thing happened. In Haiti, there was a party that was democratically elected.
Is it uncivilization, not
incivilization?
Uncivilization. Uncivilized.
It was Haiti and the Dominican Republic, because everybody in the Dominican Republic is really rich and Haiti is really
so everybody tries to cross from Haiti to the Dominican Republic, but nobody can actually get there.
So
because they're stuck in their
states. When the elected party took over power, the army didn't like it. So the army did military coup, and they threw away, threw the democratically elected party out of power, and they seized power. So what happens is that United Nations and United States went there, and they kicked the army out of power, and they brought back the elected party. Same thing happened in Algeria. Same thing happened in Algeria. In Algeria, the same exact thing happened, that the elected party was elected, and when the party was about to rule the power or grab power, the army did army coup, and they threw the elected party out of power. What was the reaction? Nothing. There was no reaction. Because of double standards. Because of double standards. They have double standards. The elected party in Algeria was a Muslim party, was an Islamic party. So they didn't treat that the same way they treated Haiti. I'll give you another example.
Haiti.
Do you remember Saddam occupying Kuwait?
Yeah.
So Kuwait dialed 911, and the United Nations and United States went and liberated Kuwait from Saddam.
Oh, speaking of 911, my cousin came over one time and then he called the police and then he told everybody he didn't call the police and then they came and they're like, who called the police? And they didn't know.
Okay.
Oh, wait, so 911 you can call from like any country?
No.
No.
No,
like metaphorically. Yeah. They called the...
They asked someone, why didn't you dial 911? She said that because I forgot the number.
Okay, that's me.
Well, in some
countries,
it's like
1 to 9.
Okay.
Wait, I have a question. Did they find out why their boys did the Boston bombing?
Well, let's focus here. Don't grab me out of the subject. Don't get me out of the subject on a tangent. So basically, the other one is Kuwait dialed 911. At the same time, Bosnia was attacked by Serbia, and the Muslims were having ethnic cleansing, massacre, were killed left and right, and women were put in rape camps, and it's awful. Bosnia screamed, the United Nations and the United States did not care. Until after 40 years, okay, when the Bosnian people were about to start becoming strong and defend themselves, and Mujahideen started to go there, leave Afghanistan and go to Bosnia to fight, then the people in Europe said, we don't want this monster called Mujahideen to be among us. So that's why they politically went there and stopped Serbia and stopped...
What were the two countries?
Algeria and Haiti?
Yeah. So Algeria was the one who called help? You actually got it?
No. We're talking about the democratically elected government was thrown out of power by a military coup. Same thing in Egypt, by the way, happened, and nobody helped. Basically, I'm trying to outline the double standards. Then, the controlling value, when we say science and religion. Which one prevails? If science is controlled by religion or by moral values, then science will not be used to harm others. But if science is connected to, but if science rules over religion, then people, the one who had created the atomic bomb, he was genius, right? But he did not have, he wasn't civilized. Why? Because he created such a bomb that killed a lot of people. Okay? Now, let's set the criteria. Go ahead.
Isn't the guy that created the bomb the guy who the Peace Award Nobel? Oh, no, wait. That was dynamite. Never mind.
No. Now, hold on.
Oh, wait, that's cruel.
Huh? Whoever created dynamite got a Nobel Peace Award?
No. He created dynamite, and he felt bad that he had caused, like, destruction, so he started the Nobel Peace Prize thing.
Oh.
The Nobel guy, he's the guy that made dynamite.
Oh, I see.
Oh, okay.
What an irony.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wanted to comfort his, I guess, his conscience. Yeah, he wanted to comfort his conscience. Okay, now we want to set the criteria based on which we decide if this society is a civilized society or not. The first criteria, okay, which one controls the society? Is it religion, or I'm sorry, is it moral values controlling the society, or
science,
or economy is the highest value?
Economy.
Do you remember the example of Lake Tahoe?
Yeah.
It proves that what controls moral values, economy controls.
Wait, what
right? Lake Tahoe was divided into two halves, one in
California.
One in California, one in Nevada.
That's
okay.
Nevada.
In Nevada part, gambling and prostitution was allowed.
Oh.
In California wasn't allowed. So you have two hotels across the street from each other. This one is allowed, this one is not allowed. So it means that the economy is controlling moral values. Okay?
Okay.
Now, so that's the first criteria to judge civilization. The second criteria to judge civilization...
So what's the first?
What's the highest value controlling the society? The highest value controlling the society? Is it manners or moral values or economy? The second criteria to...
Oh, wait, I've been doing this.
The second criteria... What is the second criteria? The second criteria is the role of women. So, if women role, you know, remember Islam honors women. Islam recognizes that the role of women is to what? Is to produce what? Human being, right? But the role of men is to produce what? Bridges, machines, cans.
We can do that too.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yes, but that's not an honorable job. The honorable job is to...
No, because we take care of our children, you know, because we kind of have to until they can actually eat something.
The girls work too.
Right? Yeah.
I know.
Therefore, men decide they have to do everything else. So we take care of the children, and
like
in return, men make sure that we don't have to do anything else. So, it's kind of off
criteria
when you think about it.
When,
like, you could if you had no children. But if you have children, you get to do, like, nothing else. You get to pretty much be lazy. Which, like, I don't know. It just sounds amazing.
No, but what I'm trying to point out is different than what Lena said. What I'm trying to point out is that a civilized society, when a sign of civilization is that women are producing good human beings, because that's who builds the child, who teaches the child, who raises the child, is the woman, right? And that's an honorable job. But if the society instead of if this society,
I'm
moving.
Oh my gosh, we've switched roles.
But
she's laughing all the time, but
come,
I'm
come.
Being serious.
No! Come here.
Yeah?
Aliya, come.
Okay.
Aliya's always
Yeah.
Laughing.
We're gonna switch off. Oh, you're
better.
Okay.
So if... If women in the society are competing with men in producing bridges and machines and things like that, if they are competing, then society is less civilized.
Wait, I thought they produce children.
Yeah.
Remember he said the woman raises good children, but then that's not always the case because there are some...
There's always
Who said that?
Well, Like you were saying earlier, how...
No, I'm saying that it's an honorable job to produce good to children. It's an honorable job.
Okay? If you raise good children, and your children are going to...
Wait, has your mom, whenever they're going to, like, visit...
I'm going to kill you so the noise...
Wait, can you pick
10
up?
Wait, you guys...
I'm
just
playing with you.
Has your mom, like, ever... You know, when you're visiting an old family friend, they're like... Wear something really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah? That's because they want to show everybody that this is a product of my parenting. And Sheila's absolutely amazing, so therefore I am amazing.
Amazing.
That's
what
she's trying to show. Because that's your children are pretty much products.
So basically the most important products really for parents are the children. So now, if the women, I'm talking about not 100%, of most of women are dedicated to raising their children, which is an honorable job, then this society is more civilized than a society where women are working. Do you know that women sometimes, they use their beauty to earn living?
Yeah, that's
awesome. Yeah. Like modeling.
Yeah. Like, for example, models.
Dude, you're so late.
Yeah. So instead of the feminine part, is used for the family, the feminine part...
developed new names for it. It's kind of creepy.
You're so obvious!
They've twisted all these in chemistry.
Okay, so the second criteria, that's the second criteria. The third criteria is the laws. Who make laws?
Congress.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if part of the society are gods making laws, and we are slaves of these laws, right? We are slaves of the laws.
Oh, I see.
So part of the society are gods making laws. Why? Why gods? Because the ones who make the law is a god. Why?
The ones who make the law is God.
Or playing the role of God.
Criteria.
Who makes laws?
Makes laws?
Yeah, legislate laws.
Make laws.
So here the Congress. So the Congress is acting. The Congress is acting on the behalf of God to legislate laws. So the Congress can make right wrong or wrong right. The Congress can go opposite to the moral values. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Japanese? Vietnamese? I'm sorry. What?
Front of you.
Okay, right. Okay.
Okay. You guys are not listening, and I keep losing the thought that I'm talking about. Okay. So the third criteria... The second criteria said, who makes the law? The third criteria, who makes the law? Is it Allah or the people?
The people.
So the origin of this secular system where separation between church and state, that was during the time of the French Revolution. The French Revolution was rebellion against the church and against the monarchy and landlords.
Used to... Remember, like, lots of injustice? Isn't it
uncivilization?
What are you saying?
Okay. Oh.
She was
calling
wrong.
Yeah.
It's on.
Okay.
Okay, now can we focus?
Yes,
The origin of secularism is during the French Revolution. During the French Revolution, people rebelled against church, landlords, and monarchy. They rebelled against that. Now, because they rebelled against the church, they actually had a slogan that says, a saying that says, hang every priest using the guts of every landlord.
Oh my God.
So, cut the over the landlord's stomach, get the guts, make ropes,
like
and hang.
Open it, or like actually stick
yes.
it?
It's like to, cut it out yeah, with a
to,
knife
to
and
kill
then
them.
Your intestines
oh.
and then hang
so
it.
So they say, yeah, they say,
oh, like
kill
off?
Both of them. So the French Revolution became hostile to religion. Hostile to religion. So that's where separation between state and church originated. Okay, and also Christianity at that time was used as a slave mind management system. How? Slaves are angry because they are being taken advantage of. So we want to calm them down. So how do we calm them down? We tell them, the priest tells them that if you are going to Jannah, those lords are going to hell. Okay, so you are better than them.
Oh,
so stay
go
to Jannah.
Oh.
No, the priest used to tell the slaves that you guys are going to Jannah straight. Rich people are going to hellfire straight. You don't want to be a rich. You want to be here so that you can go to Jannah.
Okay.
And be a good slave so that you can go to Jannah. All right? So it was like to calm down anger because slaves were very angry. It worked for a lot of time. And that's why it was a conspiracy between the landlord systems and the priest. The priests.
Priests.
Yeah, the monarchy and priests. So this is what originated this. Now, this means that the people starting to legislate for themselves. Now, in Islam, can people legislate for themselves? Depends.
What is legislation?
Like make laws.
Oh.
No, people can make laws in the areas in the areas that, for example, traffic. Traffic. Muslims don't have like divine law for traffic. Okay, right? So this one is created by humans and it's okay. But there are laws, like for example, the law of punishment.
Yeah. Why do you wear high heels all the time?
There are other laws, like the laws of punishment. The laws of punishment, okay, you cannot say, okay, I'm going to have a different punishment than cutting the hands of the thief, especially if the thief is rich, you know, and he's just stealing because of evil, inside evil. So you cannot, certain areas, you cannot make laws. Other areas, open, like traffic laws, like whatever regulations that are man-made. But we say that the society is not civilized when people make laws for others. When the source of laws come from Allah down to us, okay, then Allah was the only one who's going to make laws that are fair for everybody. Okay? If the laws come from Allah, then Allah is fair to everybody because He created everybody. So Allah is going to make laws that are not biased. But if humans write laws, they write these laws to serve a specific category. For example, capitalism is written to serve who? For the best interest of the people who own the capital, which is the rich. By owning the capital, you can interfere with laws, you can influence the Congress and influence the people by campaigning, lobbying. You know lobbying? So people lobby, okay? The rich people lobby, and then they change the laws. They influence the president and the Congress to change laws. Okay? And these laws are always, even civil rights laws and constitutional laws are almost always violated. Why? Because these laws are intended for the rich who can fight in courts, for example. Who have money to $500,000 to give to a lawyer. Right?
Yeah.
So, but normal people like you and me, nobodies, we call the best name for us, we are the nobodies. We are the nobodies. I'm a nobody and you're a nobody. Then you cannot really fight the loss of your civil rights or constitutional rights. It's very, very, it's almost that you can't. Why? Because we don't have enough money to pay for lawyers. $375 an hour.
Whoa, an hour?
Yeah.
Well,
so, yeah, you really need to be very rich. The bottom here, so what's the bottom line? If the bottom line is,
don't
if this society, the laws in this society are made by humans,
yeah,
then this society is not civilized. Why? Because part of the society are the gods who are making laws, and the other part that are the slaves of these laws. The nobody that are the slaves of these laws. You got it? You got that part?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now the fourth criteria is... The fourth criteria is
crooked.
What is the base? What is the base of our unity? Based on what we are united. What is uniting us? If we are united based on the divine guidance, which is a heavenly value, then we are civilized people, because we're divine. We're, it's like you're saying, where are you from? You say, I'm from Islamistan.
What?
Islamistan
I'm
is
good.
It's a fictitious country. It means that I'm a Muslim.
Oh, really?
Whoa,
yes.
The country? Oh, I like that.
No.
This
I'm
is from
just
Radistan.
To say, I am from Islamistan, but I was born in Cairo. You got it?
Oh, I see.
So basically, we are united based on what? Based on heavenly values.
Which
are the manners of Allah, the manners of justice. We are cooperating in these values. Justice, fairness, kindness. We're united based on these values. We both have interest in spreading these values. So we are uniting based on that.
What happened if everything was free?
Free?
Like, you mean like all the stores? Like, absolutely everything.
Oh,
like, you wouldn't need money in the first place.
Well,
wait, what do you mean?
People
wouldn't do the work.
What do you mean by free?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
I want a dollar, you don't get
it.
In
a world like that, everybody would have, like, nice
everybody
cars,
would
and
be,
there would be no corruption.
No, no.
Like,
people would be so corrupt because they have the time and the money. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the reason I'm not giving people too much money is because if I do that, they will turn into spoiled brats.
Actually, you don't go with that.
Spoiled brats, and they will cause corruption. You understand that? So this is why the wisdom for which Allah... Yeah. So now they say, if you're rich and young, so you have the time and the health and the money to live without commitment, to be independent, financially independent, this is the worst formula for disaster. It's like you would
be
corrupt.
Such thing as rich, because there is no such thing as money.
Which means that people don't need to work.
Yeah.
So they will have time to spread corruption. If you don't work is really it fills the time of the human being.
And it also makes you feel like you did something.
Why is that? There are the actors and actresses.
They
are always almost on like
Ellen
they
DeGeneres.
They are taking.
They almost always died not out of old age because they did some kind of stupid drug. I swear.
Why is that? Because they have time. They have time and money to do that. Yeah. They have time and money to do that.
No, myself.
You got it? They have time and money, and they are financially independent. So by being this way, they corrupt. So if Allah will provide money for everybody so that everybody is rich, then humans will get corrupt. Time and money... It's corrupt. I'm not saying time and money will corrupt everybody, and all actors and actresses, all of them, actors and actresses, all of them are good, are bad and corrupt. No, that's not. But there is a very good chance, there's almost like 70-80% chance that they would corrupt.
I'm actually
actually
so if everything was free, then people would fight over stuff, and then like there'd be a lot of
there'd be more of everything.
Well, nobody would have a conflict. But then money would pop up and be like, okay, here, I'll give you my stuff if you allow me to take it.
You call that bargain.
So, who can summarize to me the fourth criteria?
The fourth criteria?
The fourth criteria is
okay, you don't have to do this,
basis of human. You're united based on moral values, which are heavenly values, or we're united based on money or mud. Now, many people are united based on mud. How?
Mud,
yes.
We
created. We created from. Yeah, we created from mud.
Oh, mud.
Yeah.
Oh.
So now,
clay for humans.
I'm created from the Egyptian mud.
Wait.
You're creating from what mud? Bangladesh.
No, from Egypt too.
Egypt.
Oh, she's Egypt
too. Egypt too. So you're created from Egypt mud.
What?
How about
clay?
Oh, you just
clay.
Me, okay.
I'm created from
how about,
the
about
mud
you?
Of my mother's belly.
Manglish, Bangladesh mud. So if we're united based on mud, mud is a lower value.
They'd be white.
Dirt.
Right. So,
so what?
We're
like
united based on race,
gold.
Like
wait.
We're white, or we black, or we brown. This is
where
mud.
Do you find,
I'm brown.
Where do you find
brown.
White mud?
You don't.
No, that's it's mud changes completely to form a human being. It changes.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm trying to say is that when people are united based on mud, but okay, who can tell me people in the United States are united based on what?
Freedom.
No. What?
Oh, they could get the difference.
Immigration visas.
No.
Not
they,
everybody.
Citizenship.
They are united by the rich, comfortable,
yes,
fulfilling life that they are living and they want their children to inherit. That is what is uniting us. This is why the director of the CIA, the best one, he said that the bad economy, the recession, is a worse threat than terrorism. He said the threat of recession and bad economy is far more than the threat of terrorism. Why? Because once people start suffering, then people will break apart. The basis of unity. So what was the basis of unity of the United States?
Rich,
comfortable life.
Comfortable
life. So what is uniting me, you, and the Indians,
and
the Chinese, and the Americans, and the...
Nothing.
We're all united based on rich, comfortable, fulfilling life that we are living and we want our children to inherit after us. You got that? And that's a basis of unity. Is that civilized? It's less civilized than when the basis of unity would be moral values and the manners of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So you'll be doing that. You'll be writing the four... You're going to be writing the four criteria and the homework. I'm going to put the questions or the points online. Any questions?
Not really.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, good.